After that, did you have enough money?
You know,
to
after that, no, I always spent everything I had, but I had fun doing it.
Did you have any near death experience?
Oh, I had crashes, a bone come out of my armpit, and a few things like that, but not anything. You never know anybody's had the fun that I've had in life. And I said this so many times, if I was in a line of 100 men and all of them were going to be shot except one, never bothered me. Hell, I knew I'd be the one that wasn't shot. If I was in the military and they were picking one guy out for some really good deal, I always got it. My life has been like that until my wife died.
And that's been tough,
hasn't it? The only bad thing that's ever happened, never had a bad experience. You know, all religious people want to worry about going to heaven. I don't have to because I've lived in heaven. I've lived in heaven. I've never had a bad thing happen to me until my wife died.
Yeah. Something else I want to touch on is you are a writer. Well, I've written many books. I'm holding this one that says, Red Says Up, Up, and Away, or My Life and How I Flew It.
That's rather interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. When this crash happened, I think I might have went crazy. And I couldn't do anything, but I wrote that book. And I think that might have kept my sanity. I could have never written. I didn't have the time to. Hell, I was busy 24-7. And that 24-7, I mean, you know, you get a call from Australia. You know what the time difference between us and Australia is? It's about 12 hours. And I'd get them. And I had this one guy calling me in Australia. I saw him. He sold him 50 or 100 airplanes. I love foreign accents. He said, "Hi, chap, Peter Bird here. I'm going to talk to you about it." I sold him a lot of airplanes. I sent him over. So he called me. He said, "Red, this is different. This is a different deal." He said, "I'm bringing a pilot coming over picking these up." He bought two. They came over. But he said, "We want to go the long way around. We want to go over to Africa, go to New York, and then over to Spain," I think was his next stop, then to Africa. "We want to take the long way around because it's the closest way. We go to San Francisco. It's quite a bit closer." That's why we always sent him when we was paying for him to be delivered. Do you remember when the Angola War was about 15 or 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, we got a bulletin from the State Department. Don't let any of our airplanes going overseas fly within 100 miles of the Angola coast because Russia was helping Angola in that war, and they were furnishing military jets, fighters. We were very careful about telling him that. He said, "No worry, mate." They'd call us each stop. And their last call before they got to Angola just was normal and everything. And I think we might have reminded them even again. And they disappeared. 2 or 3 months later, both airplanes washed up on the shores of some part of Africa or Angola with bullet holes in them. So there's no doubt they were both shot down by Russian MiGs.